Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the thrilling world of 20 Questions Sporting Edition. We're excited to present our seventh episode, and there's something special in the air, as this episode marks the penultimate edition of the season before a well-deserved break. And we're here to celebrate the world of sports once again. As we approach the end of this season, we're turning up the excitement and turning our focus once again to the passion, dedication, and pure adrenaline of the sports world. Here is how the game unfolds if you're new to 20 Questions. You will face a lineup of 20 sports-related questions, each one designed to test your sports knowledge to the limit, from historic moments to legendary athletes. Each question will put your sports expertise to the ultimate test. To give you a fair chance, each question will be read twice, allowing you to gather your thoughts before the timer starts ticking. But remember, you've got a mere 10 seconds to provide the correct answer. One wrong response, and it's game over. So are you ready for the challenge? Can you conquer all 20 questions in this special sports edition, the penultimate episode of this season? Best of luck on your journey to defeat 20 questions. Question number one, here we go. Settle back, settle in, and let me begin. Your first question of 20. What colour card indicates you must leave the field immediately in a game of football or rugby? What colour card indicates you must leave the field immediately in a game of football or rugby?
Five, four, three, two, one.
In both football and rugby, a red card is used to indicate that a player must leave the field immediately. A red card is typically shown to a player for serious offences, such as violent conduct, dangerous play, or other severe rule violations. Question 2. Phil the Power Taylor, Mighty Michael Van Gerwen, and Eric the Crafty Cockney Bristow are all world champions in which sport? Phil the Power Taylor, Mighty Michael Van Gerwen, and Eric the Crafty Cockney Bristow are all world champions in which sport?
Five, four, three, two, one.
Phil the Power Taylor, Mighty Michael Van Gerwen, and Eric the Crafty Cock Bristow are all world champions in the sport of darts. They are among the most famous and successful professional darts players in the history of the sport, with numerous championship titles and records to their names. Moving on to question number 3. What does the acronym VAR mean in football? What does the acronym VAR mean in football?
Five, four, three, two, one.
The acronym VAR in football stands for Video Assistant Referee. VAR is a technology-based system used to assist on-field referees in making decisions during a football match. It involves the use of video footage and technology to review and, if necessary, overturn decisions related to goals, penalties, red card offences, and cases of mistaken identity. We move on to question number 4. How many players make up an Olympic curling team? How many players make up an Olympic curling team?
Five, four, three, two, one.
An Olympic curling team consists of 4 players. In a standard game of curling, there are 4 positions on each team: the lead, second, third, and the skip. Each player has a specific role and responsibilities within the team, and they work together to deliver and strategize the stones to achieve the best possible outcome in the game. Question 5. Which sport is governed by the ITF? Which sport is governed by the ITF?
Five, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
The sport governed by the ITF is tennis. The ITF stands for the International Tennis Federation, which is the global governing body for tennis. It oversees the rules and regulations of the sport, organises international tennis events, sets the standard for equipment, and promotes the development and growth of tennis worldwide. Moving on to question number 6. Whose ear did boxer Mike Tyson bite during a title fight in June 1997? Whose ear did boxer Mike Tyson bite during a title fight in 1997?
Five, four, three, two, one.
Boxer Mike Tyson famously bit the ear of fellow boxer Evander Holyfield during their title fight on June 28, 1997. This incident occurred during the third round of their WBA heavyweight championship bout in Las Vegas. Tyson bit Holyfield's right ear, and then, after a brief pause in the fight, he bit his left ear. This highly controversial and unsportsmanlike behaviour led to Tyson's disqualification from the match, and it remains one of the most infamous moments in boxing history. Question 7. Name either of the two teams to play in an FA Cup final since 2000 whose name ends in a vowel. Name either of the two teams to play in an FA Cup final since the year 2000 whose name ends in a vowel.
Five, four, three, two, one.
And the two teams I was looking for are Aston Villa and Chelsea. Staying with football, question 8. Which Scottish football club play their home matches at Easter Road? Which Scottish football club play their home matches at Easter Road?
Five, four, three, two, one.
Hibernian Football Club, commonly known as Hibs, is the Scottish football club that plays its home matches at Easter Road. The stadium, officially named Easter Road Stadium, is located in Edinburgh, Scotland, and is the home of Hibernian FC. Question 9. Which team won the first Cricket World Cup in 1975? Which team won the first Cricket World Cup in 1975?
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
The West Indies cricket team won the first Cricket World Cup in 1975. They defeated Australia in the final match to become the inaugural champions of the Cricket World Cup. Question 10. In which Canadian city are the NHL team, the Canadiens, based? In which Canadian city are the NHL team, the Canadiens, based?
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
The NHL team, known as the Canadiens or the Montreal Canadiens, is based in Montreal, Quebec, Canada. They are one of the oldest and most storied franchises in the National Hockey League and are often simply referred to as the Habs. The Canadiens play their home games at the Bell Centre, which is located in downtown Montreal. Over the halfway mark of this edition of 20 Questions Sport. Question 11 of 20. Who in 2001 became the last English player to be European Footballer of the Year? Who in 2001 became the last English player to be European Footballer of the Year?
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
The last English player to be named European Footballer of the Year was Michael Owen. He won the award in 2001. Michael Owen had a successful career and was known for his pace and goal scoring ability. He played for various clubs including Liverpool, Real Madrid, Newcastle United and Man United, as well as representing the English national team. Nine questions remain as we get harder on this edition of 20 Question Sport. Question 12. Which nation has won more Olympic speed skating medals than any other? Which nation has won more Olympic speed skating medals than any other?
Five, four, three, two, one.
The Netherlands has won more Olympic speed skating medals than any other nation. Speed skating is a highly popular and successful sport in the Netherlands, and Dutch athletes have consistently performed well in the Winter Olympics, particularly in speed skating events. Their dominance in this sport has resulted in a substantial number of Olympic medals over the years. Eight questions remain. Question 13, to golf. Who was the first British winner of the US Masters Golf Championship? Who was the first British winner of the US Masters Golf Championship?
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
The first British winner of the US Masters Golf Championship was Sandy Lyle. He won the Masters in 1988, becoming the first British golfer to don the famous green jacket awarded to the winner of the tournament. Sandy Lyle's victory was a significant achievement in British golf history. From golf to boxing, question 14. At what weight did Barry McGuigan become WBA world champion in 1985? At what weight did Barry McGuigan become WBA world champion in 1985?
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Barry McGuigan became the WBA featherweight world champion in 1985. He won the title on June 8, 1985 by defeating Eusebio Pedroza. McGuigan's victory in the featherweight division was a major achievement in his boxing career and made him a celebrated figure in the sport. Question 15 of 20 is this. Who, in 1986, became the first American to win the Tour de France? Who, in 1986, became the first American to win the Tour de France?
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
In 1986, Greg LeMond became the first American to win the Tour de France. His victory in the prestigious cycling event was a historic achievement for American cycling and marked a significant moment in the history of the Tour de France. LeMond went on to win the Tour de France again in 1989 and 1990. Now we're getting towards the fearsome five, the hard five of this quiz. Are you still standing? Have you got 15 right in a row? Can you get over these last five fences to say you've defeated 20 questions? Question 16 of 20 is this. What colour ring appears in the centre of the Olympic Five Rings logo? What colour ring appears in the centre of the Olympic Five Rings logo?
Five, four, three, two, one.
The Olympic Five Rings logo consists of five interlocking rings of different colours. The one in the middle is black. Black is the answer we were looking for. In order, it's blue, then down to yellow, up to black, down to green, then up to red. Four left. Tennis, football, and the Olympic Games is what remains. Firstly, a tennis question. Between 1993 and 2000, who is the only man to beat Pete Sampras at Wimbledon? Between 1993 and 2000, who is the only man to beat Pete Sampras at Wimbledon?
Five, four, three, two, one.
Between 1993 and 2000, the only man to beat Pete Sampras at Wimbledon was Richard Krajicek. Krajicek, a Dutch tennis player, defeated Sampras in the quarterfinals of the 1996 Wimbledon Championships. This was a notable upset at the time, as Sampras was the dominant force in men's tennis during that era, and Wimbledon was one of his most successful tournaments. Incidentally, Krajicek went on to win the tournament. Three left. Question 18 or 20. Which country won its first African Cup of Nations in football in February 2012? Which country won its first African Cup of Nations in football in February 2012?
Five, four, three, two, one.
Zambia won its first African Nations Cup of football in February 2012. The Zambian national football team, known as the Chipo Lapolo, emerged victorious in the 2012 Africa Cup of Nations, which was held in Gabon and Equatorial Guinea. Zambia won the final match against Ivory Coast in a dramatic penalty shootout, securing their first ever African Cup of Nations title. This historic victory was a significant moment in Zambian football history. The penultimate question on this penultimate edition of 20 Questions Sport. Question 19 or 20, who in May 2000 became the first English international to score a goal in a European Cup final whilst playing for a foreign club? Who in May 2000 became the first English international to score a goal in a European Cup final whilst playing for a foreign club?
Five, four, three, two, one.
In May 2000, Steve McManaman became the first English international to score a goal in a European Cup, now known as the UEFA Champions League final, while playing for a foreign club. McManaman was playing for Real Madrid at the time when he scored a memorable goal in the 2000 Champions League final against Valencia. Real Madrid won that final 3-0, and McManaman's goal was a crucial part of their victory. 19 down. Just one question remains on this sporting edition of 20 Questions. To defeat 20 questions, if you got the previous 19 right in a row, it's on the Olympic Games. Question 20 of 20. Even though rugby sevens is now part of the Olympic programme, 15-a-side rugby union was last played at the Olympics in 1924. Who won gold on that occasion and are therefore still technically the Olympic champions? Rugby union, the 15-a-side game, was last played at the Olympics in 1924. Who won the gold on that occasion and are therefore still technically Olympic champions?
Five, four, three, two, one.
Do you think you've got it? Do you think you know this one? If you've got the previous 19 right, you're waiting on this answer to say you have defeated 20 questions. And the team you were looking for is the United States. They won the gold medal in rugby union at the 1924 Summer Olympics in Paris, France. As a result, the US are still technically the Olympic champions of rugby union, as rugby union was last played at the Olympics in 1924, and the sport was not included in the Olympic programme for many decades until it was reintroduced as rugby sevens in 2016. But the 15-a-side game, still not in the Olympic programme, and so still technically, the USA are still technically the Olympic champions of rugby union. A fascinating story, that final. They defeated France in the final, and the US team had to be escorted out of the stadium due to the riots that they caused by defeating the French on home soil. The USA are still technically the Olympic champions of rugby union. Are you top of the podium this week, though, on 20 questions? Where did you get to? How far did you get? Or have you got all 20 right? I'll be amazed if you have. If you have, I want to hear about it. Do get in touch with me on Twitter at 20QuestionsQuiz, or drop me an email, 20QuestionsQuiz@gmail.com. I'd love to hear from you wherever you may be in the world. Just to remind you, our music quiz drops every Tuesday. There'll be a couple more episodes of that to come before that goes on hiatus. But the general knowledge quiz will remain, and we'll keep going through the autumn months as well. And those episodes drop every Thursday. This is the 7th episode of 8th in the sporting edition of 20 Questions. There'll be one more to come before we go on hiatus until November. Wherever you may be in the world, thank you so much for your company. Till next time, from me, Johnny Bryan, I'll see you soon. Bye for now.